Are you ready to see my easy workflow as an entrepreneur online, which allows me to upload a video to Facebook and YouTube, turn that into a podcast on iTunes and Spotify, and then get that out on my WordPress blog at jerrybanfield.com with multiple tweets going out with each of these iterations? Because once you know how to do this, to me, this is one of the most powerful content releasing systems. With all the blogs, with all the podcasts, with all the YouTube and Facebook channels, to me, the best opportunity I see is a unified creative strategy starting in video, which means I'm filming a video right now. I get the video out there on the two main places, Facebook and YouTube. Then I also have a podcast for people who like to listen or who want to switch among videos and reading and listening. And I've got a Twitter account that puts all these things out there. Let's show you inside the workflow right now. First, we're filming in OBS. This is OBS. It's Open Broadcaster Software. It is a free software you can download. Then you can just capture your screen and record. You can also live stream. OBS is incredibly powerful, very effective for almost anything you want to do online. And OBS is really easy to set everything up. You can easily watch some tutorials, but basically you just click on a scene, put the desktop in on one, then put your camera in on the other, and it's super, super easy to do, and it's free, so it's awesome. Once you've got OBS set up, then you just record the videos. And once you've got the videos uploaded, that's the key first step for this. What I do is I also use Canva.com. I make a thumbnail because one of the most important things on the video is the thumbnail. Therefore, the only image I tend to put any work in on the video is the thumbnail. And what I do generally is just start out with the thumbnail as the starting image. I just maximize that as a picture. On Canva, I just threw together a few design elements real quick. Tend to do mostly pictures with a little bit of text, something that's a clickable thumbnail. I then end up using this as my cover image everywhere. This, when I record it in OBS, then I take a screenshot out of it in Final Cut Pro X. Once you've got the video, then you are able to upload it on Facebook and YouTube. I'll show you walking live through that. What I won't show you how I do because it's on a different computer, although technically it's on this one, but I do it on a different one. I've got Final Cut Pro X. All I do with Final Cut Pro X is drop the video in a project. I take a screenshot of the very first picture. Then after I take the screenshot, I render out an MP3 file. This gives me everything I need to upload the video to Facebook and YouTube and the podcast to anchor.fm. I've already got a video on this on anchor.fm for podcast hosting. It's free and it's got built-in sponsorships. It's awesome. So once you've got the video, the thumbnail, and the podcast episode MP3 file, then it's time to upload. So what I'll show you uploading these live here. And with OBS, it's nice. You can just really quickly drag your face into different positions while you're recording. It's super, super easy. So what I want to upload now is I've got everything on in this Mac folder. I normally do it on my iMac, but I've got it for this tutorial. So I just go upload the video and I show you every step on this. Now, I'm grateful Facebook has invited me to the closed beta of fan subscriptions, which allows you to become a supporter and give me $5 every month in order to get exclusive benefits, mainly a supporter badge, plus posts no one else has access to, and occasionally an exclusive live stream. I click add a call to action button to spread awareness for your fan subscriptions. I'm also in the process of getting a charity launched. So there's buttons on live videos, at least for me, to do that. Now what I can do right away is I go in here while I'm uploading this, I click on thumbnail, I go to add image up here, I click on, normally it's in a pictures folder, but in this one, this is the thumbnail I grabbed from Final Cut Pro X. Now you see I've got a much more clickable thumbnail than the default of what it gave me. Next, what I'll do is I'll actually wanna upload to YouTube next. But I can show you inside of what some of this looks like too. I've got my blog here with 600 blog posts on it. And this video will soon become a blog post. I'll show you the workflow for that. So let's, the next step is we want to get this YouTube video uploaded. So we will click on upload on YouTube. Then we'll click on this to upload files. We'll upload the exact same video to YouTube that was uploaded to Facebook. Now, what's nice is that I can literally just copy this title and I know, save one extra thing, paste the title in on the Facebook video, make it the exact same. Now, next step is I want to upload this on my podcast. Where's anchor.fm? All right, this is anchor.fm. So what I do is I go to new episode on anchor.fm. I click on got it. Then I click upload or drop audio here. And I think you can drop a movie, but it's much faster to just use Final Cut Pro X to rip the MP3 out. Now, here's a little part of this that might be useful. Anchor.fm allows you to do ads. So what I'll do is show you how I actually split the audio on anchor.fm so that I get a mid-roll ad, because it's really annoying to have a podcast start every single time with an ad right away and not get right into it. So on anchor.fm, I've got sponsorships. This is available for everyone. It's free. That's why I'm so excited. Thank you to my JR Swab with jerrybanfield.com/partners for showing me this. Now that I've uploaded the audio on Anchor, I turn sponsorships on. The key thing I do right now is I go into split into multiple segments. This will allow me to start the episode off without having an ad play right away. Then the ad will play in the middle of it right when you're trying to listen to it. And I'll sometimes interrupt it straight in mid-sentence. You'll see how I do the process here. Watch. Just pull it in the middle somewhere. If not hundreds, thousands of dollars in ad revenue from the ad breaks. There we go. Just randomly pull it in the middle. Click split here. Oh, this is why no one follows you, Jerry. This is trash. All right, I clicked split here several times. I hit save and split. Now what it does is it's splitting the audio in half, which allows me to just move up this first segment and put the sponsorship in the middle, which is, I think, is critical to having some podcast that doesn't suck with ads at the very beginning. And there's also some sponsors that only will do mid-roll ads. Therefore, what we've got, the podcast starts for 5 minutes, then it plays a 45-second ad right now for Flipboard at $15 CPM, which is like 1.5 cents or so a listen. Now I've got the podcast. This is ready to go. The YouTube and Facebook video, these are both ready to go, just sitting here waiting to be have everything typed in. Now what I do this exact process to keep everything smooth, so I do the least possible work. This is taking like twice as long to talk you through it as it does to actually do it. But I will do this with you in real time so you can see every single step. Now that I've got the episode ready, I've got a few more things to do. The first thing is to put a custom image every time instead of having the same episode or the same looking thing. I actually zoom in. I just put my lovely face, just throw my face in right there. See how my hair is today and everything. Now I've also got the title ready. So I put the exact same title. Then if someone searches for it, you can see all the different places it's up there. Now to episode description. I tend to type the episode description in Anchor and then just copy it over to the others. What I do is I basically try and reiterate the title and put a description in. And what I've also got is I've got a file over here with my Evernote signature. It's in Evernote. So I've got a podcast signature file, which I'll just quickly copy and paste this in here. So this is my signature that goes everywhere. It's got a link to my website, my blog, my coaching, my podcast, Facebook, Patreon, and YouTube. The most essential links to me. So if you're wanting to find the things I care about that you get to know the most, you've got all of them right here. Then I use the same links everywhere. Now, sometimes what I do is just play the audio to get a listen to it, or I play the video. If sometimes there's a little lag time between, there might be a week between when I record something and when I upload it. So I just play the audio sometimes to get a listen. Like I just recorded this one. Actually, no, I did this one a few days ago. Let's listen to what this is.
Do you want to see inside an epic ad strategy for Facebook videos, especially for Facebook gaming, that is empowered by the new Creator Studio and ad breaks? You generally need a video to do this, and I'm grateful to get to show you this today. This is the kind of information you'd pay a fortune to get the inside of, or you can just watch my video. I'll show it to you for free right now. Look at this. So here's what I'm doing on my Facebook ads account. I've got a video. I've been testing this in a few other iterations. We are working our way up to the highest level test on this. Let me explain the basic premise of what we're doing here. On Facebook, videos get out and are shared in the newsfeed, something like this, or in the suggested videos. And this in particular is a vertical video.
All right, so what I did, I just listened back to that and I try and get the keywords right in the beginning. So see an amazing Facebook ad strategy, and I could just see this here, try and minimize the words before Facebook ads. This Facebook ad strategy rocks in 2019 for making videos viral and building a follow, for making any video viral and building a following for gaming. Our basic self-sustaining system. I try and reiterate the words in the title and then just type out a little more. So if someone's reading this as a description on Facebook, it's in the newsfeed. Therefore, I keep in mind all the different places and how I want to write that in. So I want to talk about the system a little bit based on getting enough views from advertising to trigger organic reach and placement, followed by incoming ad break revenue in the creator studio. This is the basic idea. Therefore, if you can just read this real quick, I can even say, how do we use, to get people thinking, how do we use Facebook ads in 2019 to make any video viral and build a following for gaming? These are the kind of questions, and then I've got the answer. Our basic cell, the self-sustaining system I show here is based on getting enough views from advertising to trigger organic reach and placement, followed by an incoming ad break, by incoming ad break revenue in the creator studio. When we do this repeatedly and continue attempting to hit the viral algorithm. Just spell check on that. No, it's not going to spell check algorithm. How do you spell algorithm? Oh, that's all right. I got it close enough. It spell checked it. And one of our videos is likely to trigger in suggested videos and therefore and bring in many views from shares to that show in the newsfeed. I've got the basic strategy now in three sentences, enough to get someone really curious. I've shown you the actual process of going through and writing this in real time so you understand how I'm thinking. I like to start with a question lots of times, then quick answer, then the long kind of vision for the system. The idea being when someone sees this or reads about it, you will want to hear more. So once I've got this description written, I now go over here. I go over here to YouTube, I paste the exact same description in YouTube. I go over to Facebook, I paste the exact same description in Facebook. Therefore, all of these have the exact same description. Now we're done with getting the description. Now I go over to pictures, I put the thumbnail up on YouTube. Everything's got the same thumbnail. Now, the next step is to schedule, I also click recording date today. The next step is to schedule the video to release. So what I do on this, I try and release one or two videos a day. I found releasing more than that's too much, more than people are interested in handling, and it's too much filming for me. And I try and schedule out because there's always unexpected things that come up. Things, oh, it turns out you need a week off or something. And especially with my business revolving around consistent content creation, my vision is to get at least a week, if not 2 or 3 weeks, scheduled out where I've got everything is coming out regardless of what I do over the next several weeks, which allows me to work in batches also. If I get an hour or 3 or 4 hours to film, I can just film a week or two's worth, put them all up at once. So what I've got, I do staggered releases also. That way, if you're following everywhere, they don't all hit you at the same time. What I'm doing right now is 2 p.m. on YouTube, and now I hit publish on YouTube, publish on Monday. Then I go over on Facebook and make sure I get the same date. So I go to schedule. I go 2 days in advance on Facebook. I'm publishing at 7 p.m. and I hit schedule on Facebook. Then I go over to the podcast. I've been putting the podcast out first. So I schedule a podcast for the 24th, and I've been scheduling these at 8 a.m., so I hit schedule for 8 a.m. Now, all of these are scheduled, what is 48 hours or more in advance right now, and now all of these are ready to go. I've got several more videos I can immediately put right behind those, and then I can go back and verify they're scheduled correctly. I see I've got one scheduled for today in 30 minutes, then I've got another scheduled tomorrow, same time, then another. That way people get used to the exact time the episodes are published and can be prepared on each platform. And then if people are following on specific platforms, they can come over to another one potentially if they want to get the very first publication. For example, someone wants to hear it first, they can listen on the podcast, and then if they know they want to see it and they listen on the podcast, they can go over to YouTube or Facebook. I schedule them like this because this is in the middle of the day on YouTube. On Facebook, it's later after I've done my gaming live stream, and on the podcast, it's early in the morning that way, on the USA that way. There's always a new episode first thing in the morning if you're listening going to work. Now, the rest of this, you're like, okay, how do you get this on your blog? What I do now to get this on my blog is, well, first, I've got automatic tweets that go out on Twitter. I've got 3 different automatic tweeting systems, all with Zapier and YouTube, which makes this really nice. So every single one of my posts actually goes out 3 different times. It goes out as soon as the video goes live on YouTube. When the podcast goes up, it comes out there. And then whenever my blog post comes out, it comes out right there. This gives me 3 different trips into the timeline on Twitter. This way also, I've staggered the YouTube and the podcast so they don't tweet at exactly the same time. I used to have the YouTube and the podcast come out at the same time, but then guess what happens? They end up right on top of each other. What's nice is I'm trying to promote my podcast right now. It gets better ad revenue than YouTube, and then the podcast episode tweets first. Then the YouTube one tweets right after that. So if someone didn't see this first one, every day there's a chance with the second one. And then the YouTube one goes out with this YouTube link, whereas the podcast just has this quick podcast link right here. And you can see the podcast getting some good engagement on that one, some retweets on all of them. And this way, then you get the full big picture once the post comes out on WordPress. So I just set these up with Zapier to tweet when there's a new item in the RSS feed on both the WordPress one and on the podcast. On YouTube, I've set it up via YouTube and connected my Twitter account. YouTube tweets it out. This gives me good reach on Twitter. It says I've earned 3,252 impressions in the last 24 hours on Twitter, which every day is giving me a chance to reach people on Twitter with what I'm creating. When you do stuff every day like this, it really adds up. Finally, in order to get this over to a blog post, the last thing I do, I collaborate with Dennis Juma and Michelle Girard to get the audio and the video, so the YouTube video, I get that turned into a blog post on my website. As you can see with the four videos I just did today up here, what I do is I just put the title in. Sometimes I modify the title slightly because when I've already put this out with the same title three times, sometimes it's worth modifying the title. That way that different title has different chance to rank on other keywords. What I usually do, I just drop the title in and I drop the YouTube video in. Then Dennis goes through and polishes up the transcription. You can do this yourself if you use some kind of automated transcription software. I use GoTranscript often if I'm not working directly with Dennis, but Dennis gives me the best rate and we've been working together for I think a year or so now. I have this Airtable spreadsheet. I just dropped this in here for Dennis. He's got the video. Once he goes through and gets the transcription file, then Michelle goes in, grabs the transcription file and uses the video, takes screenshots out of the video. Michelle turns the transcription file into a blog post on my website. So we can see Michelle also has certain things, systems we've worked on together. So Michelle embeds the video at the top. He takes a picture out of the video. He puts relevant pictures from the video in, and Michelle makes what is just a video. Michelle turns it into a beautiful blog post that you can experience reading even if you don't watch the video. Then Michelle also directs you to comment on the video if you'd like to interact, because then I don't need a comment widget on my website. Every one of the comments on YouTube helps rank the video higher. And this is really good promotion for people who are finding my blog through Google search to come over and watch videos on my channel to interact and help my YouTube channel rank higher. And it's one of those huge feedback systems. The more people watching on YouTube, the more come to my blog, the more follow on Twitter, the more following on Twitter, the more come from Twitter over to the podcast. And this entire system just feeds itself and snowballs. And I'm grateful today it's given me the chance to be here with you and do this. The newest part of this system, I'm now making an exclusive video each month that's not available anywhere else except on Patreon. Because as you can see with these being on my podcast and on my blog and on Facebook and on YouTube, you might imagine with it being in all these places that there's some things that I have a little bit of a limited ability to talk about. For example, I did a video on Patreon yesterday on suicide, and I'm able to get into a lot more depth than I'm comfortable putting it out there on Facebook and YouTube, where I've got so many followers, and it only takes one follower getting really annoyed to potentially have some consequences if there's something where I've went into a lot of detail on a subject that kind of has some shadow bans on Facebook. If you put a post on Facebook, from what I've seen, and you talk about suicide, it can get one of these kind of shadow bans where the post isn't actually hidden, but the reach on it, Facebook's algorithm just cans the reach on it, so basically no one sees it. There's lots of these little kind of shadow ban terms that are discreetly censored. And then there's other things that obviously if you use a whole lot of profanity or get into depth on certain things on a family-friendly channel, then people can get really upset. So I've got Patreon also that I'm throwing just a quick video I put up on Vimeo. Then if you pledge $5 or more a month on Patreon, you've got the ability to get access to stuff that I don't post anywhere else. All right, this is an awesome story. So I saw there's a girl on Twitch that does these live streams that are not overtly sexy. They're kind of discreetly sexy because Twitch is pretty serious on the sex. But then what she does, she gives subscribers a Snapchat, and then she uses her Snapchat and her Facebook page to funnel over to Patreon. And once you're on Patreon, you get the full experience, so to speak, because you get to see all of her. I've not signed up for this. I considered it just on the premise of research, but since I don't watch adult videos and I only am available for my wife in terms of that kind of thing, what I got the idea on my own business system, though, I'm like, I need to start offering some stuff on Patreon that's you can't get anywhere else. My first idea was to just post pictures of myself the same style she does. And you should Maybe I'll put a video about this on Patreon. You should hear some of the titles I came up with on the videos for that. You can see the business system was working really good for her, so I thought I'd try it too. Seems to be working good for me. This workflow has taken me 7 years of working online to figure out how, and this is the smoothest workflow I've seen for someone just getting it all out there with the least possible resistance and the highest impact, especially for organic reach. The whole premise of this system is to build an engaged following combined with organic search and referrals, constantly pulling new people in. This is not a rapidly blow up in your face system. This is a steady growth over time, snowball, get bigger and bigger. And all right, you're like, God, isn't there anything left in here? All right, I have talked 25 minutes. I did a video about 3 minutes or less. So I'm gonna stop talking now. I think you've really got the point. I've shown you inside the whole workflow. If you've enjoyed this, will you please leave a like? Because that's one thing that leaves you feeling good at the end of this video, like you gave something back. I love you, you're awesome. Thanks for discovering my workflow with me. And I hope this is really helpful for you. It better be after you've watched this long.